You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm David Brancaccio. We have our communities and the rest of the world. There's a new estimate that the virus, the response to COVID-19, could wipe out half of all jobs in sub-Saharan Africa. Researchers commissioned by the charity Oxfam also warned the pandemic could push half a billion people into poverty in already low-income countries. As part of Marketplace's Econ Extra Credit series, let's talk to MIT economist Esther Duflo, who won the Nobel Prize last year and is focused on reducing poverty. Thank you for connecting.
Thank you very much for having me.
The international community, the IMF, World Bank, they've been talking about massive aid to governments of low-income countries, but how are they going to get that into the hands of people?
Yes, one of the things that I've been recommending, and not I alone, but also the IMF, for example, is direct cash transfer to individuals. In many of the poor countries are more advanced than us on the technologies. For example, in many countries in Africa, you can just send cash to people on their phone. So that can be done very quickly, very reliably.
It's such an intense crisis in really just about every country now. But in poorer countries, there's more of an impetus of people to want to continue socially interacting because you need to keep the income coming in just to eat.
Exactly. There is no trade-off in poor countries between helping people to sustain themselves financially and getting the health conditions to improve. The two have to go hand in hand, because if you cannot assure people that they will be able to eat in the future, then it's going to be impossible for them to stay home. This is why one of the things that I've been recommending is direct cash transfer to individuals. And it doesn't need to be a lot of money at one go, but we want people to be reassured that every week they'll get a little something so that they can be confident that they can stay home and they won't starve.
Now, your work has been honored for using real-world models to test to see if proposed economic solutions are doing what they're supposed to be doing. What is a model that might help the world get out of this COVID-19 nightmare?
So what I was already advocating before, a little bit too late and a little bit maybe not loud enough, was that every government should have the infrastructure ready to be able to activate those transfers in cases of an emergency. Unfortunately, not all countries are at the level of readiness that I was hoping for them to get to before the crisis, but I'm hoping that we will be able to get there very quickly, accelerating countries that don't have it.
I mean, ironically, even in one of the richest of countries, the United States, they are just figuring out a direct cash transfer, trying to use bank account information from our last tax return in the United States to get money out quickly to people.
And ironically, in the United States and in other rich countries, that's not the best answer. I think the best answer would have been to directly pay the wage of the people so that people can not only get money, but also know that they are keeping their job. That's what was done in many European countries. And this is better than cash transfer to people because it gives people confidence that they are not in dire straits when things go back to normal. In the U.S., I don't know why we didn't go this way. That brings the much more complicated problem of getting the money on people's bank accounts. And that means that people are now unemployed, which brings all of the insecurity that is going to prevent them to, you know, start consuming and living again once it becomes possible from the pandemic point of view.
Esther Duflo is a professor at MIT and with Abhijit Banerjee and Michael Kremer, won the 2019 Nobel Prize in Economics. Dr. Duflo, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.